On this part of the morning show, we recap the Making a Difference Awards, which were held on Sunday night at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. They began in 2011, recognizing three Making a Difference Awards, and from there, the program grew to, the other night, 13 individuals, companies, or organizations were recognized, courtesy of WRCO and Richland Rejuvenates on the evening. And certainly the committee members deserve a huge shout out, as they were able to get some, which I just think are real stellar people, into this year's Making a Difference Awards. First of all, the night began with a recognition award for a local company that does a lot to fund local food pantries, holding numerous events and efforts to allow their employees and associates to make a real difference in making sure that there are people in the area that do not have a food deficit. So Rockwell Automation was honored for the first award of the night. Another award that was mentioned the other night was the Best Face Forward Award for Doug Muller and the Muller Auto Body Shop. And certainly doing a lot with the building, tearing down one, making some off-street parking. And Muller Auto Body won the Best Face Forward Community Award on Sunday night. Also, the Emergency Responder Award, that was handed out, and it was given to Officer Kevin Melby of the Richland County Sheriff's Department. We share some of his comments from Sunday night's program.
Thank you for this award, and those that nominated me for it. I can't express enough how much it means to me. I'd like to thank my family, friends, and coworkers for helping me along the way and making me the person I am today. I wasn't really planning on a speech tonight. In fact, if you were looking for a professional speaker, you nominated the wrong person. When working on this, however, it occurred to me that this might be the one single moment in my life where my children have to listen to me. So I'll make this short and sweet so you three pay attention. Drew, Addison, and Alex, I want you to know that I'm proud of each one of you, proud of what you've done, and proud of what you will become. Please learn from those willing to teach you. Try something new. There's no growth without stepping outside your comfort zone. Ask for help if you need it. Help others in need. Learn from others' mistakes and don't repeat them. Grow from your own mistakes. And finally, please, 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 pick up after yourself. I'm a cop, not a maid. Thank you again.
Kevin Melby's comments the other night at Making a Difference. The EMT Award for 2025 went to Robin Pearson, who continues to give of his time for the many lives that he has helped over the years. And he was recognized as the EMT Award winner and had these comments at Sunday's program.
I also don't have a speech prepared, but I just have a lot of gratitude in my heart. We have a community that is very supportive of one another, and I am so blessed to work with a crew with the Richland County Ambulance Service that they're extraordinarily caring people, and I feel so blessed to have fallen in with that kind of a crowd. I remember when I first considered being an EMT, our youngest son, Jordan, was a senior in high school. And he said, "Hey, Dad, wouldn't it be cool if I was a paramedic and you drove the ambulance?" And so we actually took EMT basic class together, and we both passed. I caught the bug to hang out. He went on to be a CNA, and he no longer does that. But once you get into it, it's just so addictive. When people call 911 and I respond, nobody is sad to see me. Everybody's glad to see me. So I'm sorry that it has to happen in some sometimes really dire circumstances. But I am so honored to be a part of that squad. We've had some really excellent leadership. I'm in my 17th year now as an EMT. And I want to publicly thank Darren Gudgeon for his incredible service as a director and leader, and our new director and chief, Mike Jessen, who came here on May 28th of last year. Incredible individuals bringing professionalism and raising the standard of pre-hospital medical care, unbelievable. We're looking forward to becoming a paramedic squad really, really soon. We're talking a matter of weeks now, and it's taken decades to get to that point. Anyway, I'm very grateful to be part of this. Thank you for this award. There really is no individuals in the work that we do. We always go out as a minimum crew of two people, sometimes three, sometimes four, depending on the needs, but it really does take a whole team, and it's just an honor to be part of this community and serving this way. Thank you.
The comments of Robin Pearson at the Making a Difference Awards. This year's Nonprofit of the Year, that award went to the Union, which has been doing very great things for young people in the community with the phrase, Dream More, Learn More, Become More. Covering all of Richland area, including Richland Center, Ithaca, Riverdale, Kickapoo, Weston, Eagle, and River Valley Schools. The Union was the next to be honored.
Hi, I'm Jesse Huntemer. I'm the current president of the union. Like Mr. Cosgrove said, we are a nonprofit that specializes in educational outreach after school and on the weekends. We do everything from basic core classes, math and science, all the way up to fun trade school stuff. We have laser engravers and the podcast station and some cool things for the kids to be able to do something outside of the school that they can really be proud of. So I've got to make sure I say thank you so much, Mr. Cosgrove, your committee, you guys are amazing, along with the auditorium has been so kind to host us in their basement. And then we are a group that runs completely off of donations and grants, so we would love to see you all in August or in April at our spaghetti supper here at the Phoenix Center. Thank you.
We are featuring some of the highlights of the Making a Difference Awards from Sunday night in our community, sponsored by Richland Rejuvenates, Simon's Recreation Complex. The economic engine which boosts the local economy was recognized on Sunday night as well, congratulating them on the 2025 Outstanding Organization, the Simon's Recreation Complex. And speaking on behalf of the organization was Director Mike Hardy.
So I've been in Parks and Recreation, Municipal Parks and Recreation, for about 27 years now. So I'm kind of familiar with some of these awards. It's a lot of what we do, and I've never written a speech. So when Kevin came up here with his speech written down, I said one of these years I've got to do that because I'm going to stumble around and you're not going to know what I'm saying. So I apologize in advance for that. I grew up here I was born here in 1970, so I grew up here in the 70s and the 80s, and so I was very fortunate. My dad was very involved in the school district here and getting the youth wrestling started, and I was around a lot of people in this community that really did a lot of volunteering, so I got to see that firsthand. So when my wife and I decided to move back here in 2009, it was an easy choice. I wanted to see my kids to be able to see that as well. So coming to Simon's, I was hired here in April of last year. So really, Simon's, like Phil had mentioned, has been here since 1987. And in those years, Simon's has done a lot for the community or with the community. The last couple of years have been a little bit challenging, of course, with COVID and then with the campus closing, which really had a big effect on Simon's, on our membership. So 2024 was a good year that way. And we want to thank Al Lins for nominating us, and he's been very important in that. But we're accepting this for our staff. Our staff is very dedicated, and they do a lot in addition to Simon's, as well as our members, our donors, the editorial board, and especially the foundation board. Really, Simon's wouldn't have been able to get where we got to without the support of the foundation. And they had donated $50,000 in 2024 to get us through the year, and they pledged another $50,000 in 2025. And that's really important because we've got a lot of equipment that needs to be upgraded, a lot of things that we need to do, and we're back, our membership is back up before pre-COVID levels, so our membership is the highest it's been in the last 5 years. We had a strong budget in 2024, but I was kind of hoping that we weren't going to get it this year. I was hoping for next year. 2025 is going to be a very big year for us. We've already got some things underway. And I want to kind of throw a shout out that Wednesday night there's going to be a community forum meeting here with the city, the county, the school district, and Simon's. The Simon's Foundation hosts these. The last one, if you remember, we had was for the referendum. That was kind of the main thing for the referendum. But I would encourage you to kind of follow those because it shows the collaboration that goes on between the city, the county, the school district, and Simons, and some things that we're doing. There's some really good things coming up. You're going to hear some things about what's going on with the campus. So keep kind of keep in touch with that. I guess kind of closing, we really want to thank WRCO. They've been really supportive as well. But this is one of those awards where, you know, a lot of people have said Simons, the community is lucky to have a facility like Simons. It just doesn't happen in communities of this size. It's completely the opposite. Everybody's seen that as completely the opposite. Simons wouldn't exist without the community and without that support. So if Simons could give an award, we'd like to give it to the community for the for that support. So it's really the community that's done all that work. We're just fortunate to have that support. So thanks very much for all of that.
Mike Hardy speaking on behalf of the Simons Recreation Complex on Sunday night. The Medical Hero Award, or Healthcare Professional of the Year Award, goes to anyone working in the medical field, which could include doctors, nurses, CNAs, or anyone involved in serving in the medical arena in any way. The award this year went to someone who gives of themselves to make a healthier community. Dr. Robert Smith was chosen as the Community Healthcare Hero.
Well, in a way, I feel a little awkward because I don't know if I'm particularly deserving of all those kind words that were written about me. I don't really feel like a hero, particularly. But I was very honored when Mr. Cosgrove called and told me that I was the winner. So it made me think about things, about, well, why should I be considered worthy about this? Well, the first thing I thought about, well, longevity, as sort of mentioned, you know, I've put in 43 and a half years working at the Richland Hospital, and then at first at the Richland Medical Center, and then after December 2019 when the medical center was integrated into the clinic, so I put in to that time. I thought along the way that there were some other things. I sort of mentioned that I became involved with geriatrics and became certified in geriatrics in 1988. And it made me sort of an oddity because there aren't many people that were certified geriatricians that are working in rural Wisconsin, or rural America for that matter. That did lend me to participating to a large extent too in nursing homes in the area. So Muscadet and at Chipotle Hills and at Pine Valley. And at Pine Valley I was the medical director for over 3 decades. And those years will always have a special place in my heart. That also let me be involved with the statewide organization of medical directors for nursing homes across the state. So I got to broaden my horizons and develop many peers and friendships and collegiality from people across the state. In addition, as sort of mentioned, we started a geriatric assessment clinic. And that now that enabled me to become involved with the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute, in which allowed me to be colleagues and friends with people from the university and people from all across the state also. And also, and I am going to say just a couple names just right now, because when we started that geriatric assessment clinic, okay, that all happened because of people like with Phil Poole and Mary Collins and Ryan Elliott, sort of to start with. And subsequently, other people have been involved, Brenda Reisdorf and Jackie Rhodes from speech therapy at the hospital, and colleagues at the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance of Wisconsin, and particularly Becky DeBoer and Jenna Weigel, and the last few years with Heather Moore before that relationship had to end. It was also mentioned and participated in the free clinic. In the free clinic, what a privilege to work with the people. And the one thing that I sort of learned was that the patients that we saw at the free clinic were such hardworking individuals, and they all had such interesting personal stories that really allowed me to broaden my horizons a little bit to understand, you know, how it is for people that were needing to come to the free clinic. One thing is I reflected upon all these organizations and the clinics and the different things that are participating in here. There was a consistent theme. In all these settings, I had the privilege of working with wonderful people. As Robin sort of said, I was fortunate to fall in with a good crowd. I'm not going to say any other names, you know, now, because I have this big fear of forgetting somebody's name or to, you know, leaving somebody out inadvertently. But I would just sort of say, you know, that it was such a pleasure and such a privilege for me to work with such a fine group of the physicians and the nurse practitioners and physician's assistant. And I think that this community is well served by these people, and it's been such an honor to be participating with them. I think back to medical assistants that worked with me into the clinic, all the nurses that I worked with, and such an outstanding and compassionate group of nurses that we have in this community. And CNAs have always had a personal feeling for me. I have a personal feeling for the CNAs because I think that they do such extremely valuable work and to a large extent are underappreciated. And I was so happy last year because this award went to a CNA, so Marcia Jelenic. And I think she is an example of a true healthcare hero, more than me. I had the opportunity to work with a lot of administrators and administrative staff through the Richard Medical Center and the hospital and the nursing homes. And all the staff in all the departments at the hospital and the nursing homes and every place. The staff has been really amazing, and it's been such a good experience for me to be able to work with all of these people. I would just sort of mention just one department, so at the hospital, the rehab department, because I've been the service advisor for as long as I can remember. Now, I did have a unique relationship with the rehab department because my wife, Maureen, of course, worked at the rehab department. Which also brings me to this. I would be very remiss if I didn't mention the most important person in this equation, which is Maureen. Because heaven only knows where I have been without her. So she's been the constant for my life. So I would say that all of these wonderful people that I've had the privilege of working with have been responsible for lifting me up and deserve the lion's share of credit for any positive impact I may have had in our community. So I will accept this award on behalf of all of us.
That was Dr. Robert Smith. The Educator of the Year nominees for the award should have built strong and caring relationships with students while excelling and demonstrating a knowledge and passion for the subject matter, showing they have taught that subject effectively to their students. Several wrote letters in support of the next honoree affirmed the selection was a great one by the Making a Difference Committee. This year's Educator of the Year, Jamie Jones from Richland Center High School.
I just want to say thank you because I'm just really humbled by this and very honored. And I thought about this over the last week or so, really kind of reflected on the last 25 years because this is my 25th year teaching, which seems crazy. But I really, as I reflected, I just kept coming back to the same thought that really I'm just very blessed. My family is so supportive. My poor husband has so many times I've said, hey, this Saturday we're going to work at a fundraiser. And he says, okay. Or I say, hey, we're going to invite a bunch of kids over to our garage, and they're going to work in our garage and take our garage up for a few weeks. And then when they're done, you're going to help them move all this stuff up to the high school. And he says, okay. Or I'll say things like, I know that we have to go to Green Bay this weekend, but you're going to need to drive, and don't talk to me on the way there, because I'm going to grade papers. And he says, okay. And so I'm just so grateful for that. And when I first started teaching, I was so lucky to be brought into a department of really great veteran teachers who just kind of took me under their wing. And I learned so much from them. Maybe you know some of them. Art Hitt was one, Nancy Clausius, Kim Anier, and then eventually also Chris Mulholland, and they just taught me so much. And through the years, I've learned so much from so many other colleagues and people that I work with, and I'm so grateful for that experience. And last but not least, I have had the most amazing students over my career, and they just make me love my job. So I am grateful for this award. Thank you so much, and know that I'm really blessed.
Jamie Jones, Educator of the Year. The Business of the Year Award at Making a Difference is a business, a second-generation business, and the new owners have carried on the great tradition that was started by the Sumwalt family. Honored this year for making a deep impact on the community, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Jeff Falk, owner of Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, along with his wife Angie, were honored at the banquet.
More than anything, thank my employees, honestly. They make Chet's Feed and Seed. Without them, I don't think I could have done it. And without my wife, she's the one that pushed me forward. I didn't want to quit concrete, but she's like, come on. And I was like, all right. But anyway, we love making people smile, and we love making everybody happy and trying to answer all their needs and everything like that. But thanks to Dwayne Lee, Randy Felton, and Stacy for making it what it is.
Jeff Falk, as part of Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, and their recognition as Business of the Year. The Employee of the Year that award went to Fred Dillon. Fred, a longtime teacher in the area. In fact, I had Fred as a teacher. He taught at Ithaca for 17 years, another 17-plus at Richland Center, and some subbing duties. But he's also been a part of the Quick Trip family now for the last 29 years, and he was recognized for his cheerful greetings and care of service for the store patrons, making him the best candidate this year for the very first ever Employee of the Year Award from Making a Difference. Courtesy of Quick Trip Downtown, Fred Dillon was honored.
Well, I've got some thank yous to give out. First, I want to thank God for getting me on a Quick Trip 29 and a half years ago. And I had worked at Gold Bond Ice Cream in the summers and Roundies for a couple years and all over, but found a home at Quick Trip, and they were very good to me, and I really appreciate what they did for me, and I thank God for that. I want to thank Richland Rejuvenates and also WRCO for putting on this soiree. I want to thank my wife, Katie, of 50 years. She's put up with me that long, and I appreciate it. I want to thank my youngest daughter, April, who's here, and her roommate, Beard. They're probably my biggest fans. My Quick Trip family, they make me look better every day, so I appreciate that. And last, I want to talk about my bosses I've had in my many years. I started at Ithaca, and I had Ernie Majeski was my principal after the first year. He was a guy that let you do your own thing, and I was thankful for that. And after that, it was I went to the Richland Middle School, and I had Dave Siefkas for a number of years, and then I had Dave Guy after that, and those were two really good bosses. And Quick Trip over the years, I've had many good bosses, but I got to tell you, of all the bosses I've ever had, my boss right now, Monica Wheaton, takes a back seat to no one. Thank you.
Fred Dillon, who was honored for the very first ever Employee of the Year, and I can't think of a better one to be that first honoree. Also on the Making a Difference Awards from Sunday night, the Civic Leadership Award, which typically goes to an employee of the city, county, state, or other governmental agency who goes above and beyond the call of duty to enhance Richland County. And this year's recipient has spent hours and hours of her time over the years mentoring youth and adults to become better leaders. This year's Civic Leadership Award winner, Sandy Campbell.
I just want to thank everyone for this award. It was totally a surprise. I have worked for the county for 49 years. I started out as the first secretary for the Richland County Sheriff's Department and then moved on to the extension office. But I also want to thank my husband for all of that he's put up with over the years with my meetings and everything else. But I just want to say thank you. I'm very humbled and I appreciate it.
Sandy Campbell's comments after receiving her award. The Up and Coming Youth Award, it was the third year of honoring an area youth 18 or under who is making a difference in the community or school. And this year's recipient has been on a 3.5-year cancer journey. He has come back strong and is currently helping to teach music to the elementary students at Ithaca while he is still a member of the student body and looking to go out for baseball this year. He was a part of the team when it won its state championship a couple of years ago. This year's chosen recipient of the Up and Coming Youth Award, Ben Hipsch from Ithaca Schools.
Well, I wasn't really prepared to do a speech, so it's probably going to be pretty quick. Just want to thank you all for giving me this opportunity, especially the Ithaca community for letting me teach the elementary. It's been a very fun experience, and it's definitely just nice to be able to help them out. And it was definitely hard when I was missing out on a bunch of stuff for my school, but I'm just very grateful for all of you for helping me. Every all the fundraisers you did for everything. Thank you.
Ithaca student Ben Hipsch. And the final award at Making a Difference was the Community Stewardship Award, which goes to an individual or couple who has truly made a difference in the community, providing inspiration and vision by touching the lives of Richland County residents. Jerry Bauer and his wife Donna were members of the Richland Center community beginning in 1967. He has served on the selection committee for Making a Difference over a decade or so, and certainly has been a part, a longtime advocate, president of the Richland Area Food Pantry as well. The 2025 Community Stewardship winner, Dr. Jerry Bauer.
I guess we've heard at least a dozen ways to say thank you, and I'll say it one more time too, but thank you very much. Last year, Jim Brock received this award, and I was impressed by his acceptance speech. It was three sentences. I can't outdo that, but I don't want to take a lot of time, but I do want to express appreciation for all the opportunities I've had to serve on committees and things like that. And this is a great honor, and I appreciate it very, very much. So once again, thank you very much.
Dr. Jerry Bauer, and that ended the Making a Difference Annual Awards Banquet at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center this past weekend, honoring business, city, and community leaders. Thanks to Richland Rejuvenates and Mick Cosgrove for getting this going all those years ago and keeping it going. And again, hats off to the committee. I think it was a stellar year for those award winners. The committee members include Brandon Federley, Cindy Rasmussen, Larry Engel, and Sharon Schmitz, along with Shelley Stibbe. That's it for this portion of the morning show.